USA News, I'm Jerry Barmish. Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's disrespectful to the judicial system to already assume guilt when discussing former President Trump and his federal indictment.
The charges in the indictment are serious, and I can't defend what is alleged, but the president's entitled to his day in court.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Pence declined to say whether he would pardon Trump if convicted. Fellow Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie says it's absurd for Trump to claim he got indicted for America.
The same way he has absurdly claimed in the last week that he still won the 2020 election, and he said that's how he's going to persuade suburban female voters to vote for him in 2024 that didn't vote for him in 20.
Christie on ABC's This Week. He also spoke over the weekend at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event and was booed when he criticized Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Blinken said the Kremlin went from expecting an easy takeover in Ukraine to now having to defend Moscow against the Wagner Group. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board. The investigation was announced on Sunday during a news conference in Boston. The MBI investigation that's being conducted is the highest level investigation by the U.S. Coast Guard. Cleanup efforts are underway after a train carrying hazardous materials plunged into a Montana river. Saturday's derailment near Billings caused several hazmat cars to topple into the Yellowstone River. It's unclear if any of the materials leaked into the water. Pope Francis offered prayers on Sunday for the family of a Vatican schoolgirl who's been missing for 40 years. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Regulators are approving the first lab-grown meat in the USA to be sold at restaurants and eventually supermarkets.
The Agriculture Department okayed California companies Upside Foods and Good Meat to sell chicken made from animal cells instead of slaughtered birds. The FDA approved lab-grown meat from both companies as safe for human consumption months ago. Companies have been trying to launch the new way of meat production in hopes to reduce animal harm and environmental effects of selling meat. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A familiar face is atop the box office. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returns as the weekend's top film with just over $19 million from theaters across the U.S. and Canada. In second place is Pixar's Elemental with nearly $18.5 million. Looking for a new home? A list of the best metro areas will help you decide.
Topping the list, Green Bay, Wisconsin, called the perfect mix of big city amenities and a Midwest small town feel. Number two, Huntsville, Alabama, home of a huge NASA research facility. Science and education are at the center of the third-ranked spot, the Triangle of Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida round out the top five. The list from U.S. News & World Report factors all kinds of data, including from the Census Bureau, the FBI, and the Labor Department. Top factors, desirability, a strong job market, and high quality of life. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.